Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. I'm Chef, and I'm giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for succotash with some healthy edamame.
I don't even know what that is. Is that a meat succotash? Is it a
suffering stew? Succotash?
Is it a stew?
Get ready, because here we're going to tell you what you're going to need. Well, why don't you pay attention? Since you need to eat this, especially tonight, I'm going to come over and cook this for you. What you're going to need is about a tablespoon of a canola oil or some peanut oil, some garlic, maybe crushed or sliced. You know, I'm a big fan of the fresh stuff.
Fresh.
And you're going to get some ginger, about a tablespoon of that. A little bit of jalapeno, not a lot. I don't like jalapeno.
This
is for you. You like that. And a big large red bell pepper. Always good. It makes it a little sweet. And then what you're going to do is get some corn, about two medium ears of corn. Make sure you get the fresh stuff. I want you to get it since
season. Always fresh.
You can probably do it right now. Also, a cup of edamame, thawed if it's frozen. A little bit of salt and about a quarter teaspoon of sugar. And what you also want to do is get a little bit of basil and a little bit, about a half a cup of cilantro. And what you're going to do is, in a skillet, you're going to heat it up. And make sure when you do this, you can actually put some water in it and let the water disappear in about a second or two. That's when you know that you have a hot skillet. You're going to put the oil on there, and then you're going to add some of the garlic, the ginger, the jalapeno. And then you're going to add the bell peppers, the corn, the squash, the edamame. And this is the time that once you have all the vegetables in there.
Is this when your spouse is ordering the real meal?
Yeah, this is when she had enough. What you're going to do then is you're going to take a little bit of salt and that sugar and put that in there for about 2 to 3 minutes until the vegetables are crispy, they're tender. And at the end, that's when you're going to add the basil and the cilantro. This thing is a wonderful recipe, low in calories, low in fat, low in sodium. You're going to get filled up and you're going to be happy with some stir-fried succotash.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.